on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
eThekwini Mayor Cyril Xaba has promised that recommendations from the Water Research Commission on restoring the Durban port's natural functions will be implemented. A report on preventing further degradation and conserving its remaining resources was handed over to City and Transnet officials.
We are confident that this study will not only help us address water pollution in the Durban Bay, but it will also contribute significantly to the inner city regeneration program and attract much-needed investment in the port precinct. Let me indicate that the city has long recognized the importance of natural environments in helping us to adapt to climate change.
Transnet's Nelson Mbatha says in the last decade there's been a spike in the deterioration of the Durban Bay system.
It's clear from us as environmentalists that the system is going to collapse. We had an opportunity in Ngozi to form teams with your city team before your time, where we're going into details in terms of how we're going to address the issues that unfortunately that attempt collapsed. And this one is exactly moving along those lines.
The Commission's recommendations include continued cleanup efforts, corporate accountability, and developing partnerships to reduce river pollution. National Assembly Speaker Thoko Didiza is hoping for a disruption-free State of the Nation address. In previous years, some opposition MPs have caused chaotic delays and in one instance storming the stage where the president waited to make his speech. Anastasi Mohobu reports for Newswatch from Cape Town.
Didiza will preside over this evening's joint sitting where President Cyril Ramaphosa will deliver his first sona under the government of national unity for the first time in years.
Well, the confirmations that we've received, all our former heads of state and Deputy President Mabuza, they've confirmed that they're coming.
However, MK Party Parliamentary Chief Wib Mzwanele Manyi says former President Jacob Zuma will no longer attend the address.
They wanted him in court in Pietermaritzburg today. So indeed, the system that hates President Zuma ensured that he must not be here to listen to the fake address.
Anastasia Mkhobu, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Cape Town.
Well, economic growth and unemployment are some of the issues that South Africans, like this Durban woman, expect the president to focus on.
I hope that he addresses gender-based violence and he spends a significant amount of time speaking about it and taking it as seriously as it needs to be taken, in my opinion. And beyond just saying the most basic things about it, providing like long-term solutions on how we can prevent this toxic cycle that we're in of abuse, how we can prevent it from continuing, you know, what education are we providing to young people to teach them the signs of abuse?
And this man also feels the president has an opportunity to address local issues.
That man must give us a job, must create one. Because before we even voted for ANC, he said to us, we promise to give you jobs. We want jobs. As soon as today he starts addressing, he must say, people, as from Monday, you will be start working.
Durban, a high of 27 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 24, and Richards Bay, a high of 28.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Sunrisers Eastern Cape take on the Pole Royals in the Betway SA20 qualifier tonight for a spot in the final. Ange Postecoglou is confident that his young Spurs side rather can beat Liverpool in their League Cup semi-final second leg tonight. And France have recalled Mathieu Jalibert for their Six Nations clash with England this weekend.